Hello and welcome to the Luke Miller Podcast. We are again talking in the book of Proverbs, looking at what wisdom should look like. Over the last couple of weeks, we've kind of spent some time defining just wisdom in and of itself around the Proverbs. We've also taken a look at what it means for us to use our words in a way that is beneficial to the community of believers and the community as a whole. And so I wanted to continue on and take a look at some of the themes that we see show up that will really help us in the day-to-day life. Again, remember, Proverbs is very much about daily living and how to fear God through daily living. And that comes from our interactions with other people. It comes with our interactions with business. It talks about how we live our lives. And so it's very important for us to take a look at this. I thought, given where we are in Proverbs, one of the themes that shows up a fair amount is really this idea of friendship and what that looks like. For us as a family, for Sarah and I, friendship has been a very interesting one over the years because we've done a fair amount of traveling. And even if I go back to before Sarah and I were together, I did a large amount of traveling. And one of the things that I realized is that, you know, as you go from place to place, you usually take a few friends with you that have been there through the thick and thin, right? And I look at this in my own life as I remember when I traveled through Australia, one of my good buddies, him and I we go way back as far as playing golf together and being friends. And we traveled around Australia and Southeast Asia for, you know, a better part of a year. And looking back, and even now as we talk back, it's like, you know, I don't think we had really anything that we would define as conflict. More just realizing that we were good friends that were going to have ups and downs along the route. And I've always thought of now, after looking back at that, as, you know, that's a very good way of trying to define a friend, you know, travel with them for a year. Now, I know that's a large commitment, and I say that a bit in jest, but you're going to know very quickly when you live day in and day out with someone, whether they can tolerate you and vice versa. And so when we talk about friendship, you know, true friendship is based on love, because only love will endure the tests that friends experience as they go through life together. And it's kind of seems very straightforward, but as we become friends with others, we recognize our need to develop our friendship with Christ, because he's the only one that can offer us that eternal life. Right. And what it means to grow, and also creates a pattern for us to live out in our daily friendships that we have with people. And the way that I look at this is we're going to use, being in Proverbs, we're going to use a few passages here on friendship. And a lot of the things that we saw last week are going to pop up, some of the words that we use. And so Proverbs 12:26 tells us to be careful and deliberate about the kinds of friends we choose. In fact, it says, "A righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads him astray." And the one that I really like is actually Proverbs 27, verse 19, which states that what you and I have learned from experience, a mirror reflects a man's face, but what he is really like is shown by the kinds of friends that he chooses. And I think sometimes we think that God is only concerned with spiritual matters. The true matter is Jesus Christ died in our place, not only to restore our relationship with God, but also to firm up our friendships and for us to have a guide to live in a daily life with others in a community setting. We're called to be in community. The Bible has just as much to say about personal relationships in many when you start counting things up, as it does with theology and doctrine in many ways. And we've been taking a look at that and reminded to seek after wisdom in with everything that we've got, to watch our words, which we looked at last week, and then implement God's wisdom in our family and in our relationship. And so taking that in mind, what does it look like for us? What does friendship look like for us? And what does true friendship look like with those around us? Remember that one of the key things that we said with Proverbs is you can't just look at one little proverb and say, I've got the full picture. Really? The way I think of it is, when you were a kid, you probably remember those coloring books that were colored by numbers or paint by numbers. Really, it was the only time I could do anything good. As a person who is colorblind, the only way I could know is that if the number one was in this square and I went to the paintbrush that said number one or the paint that said number one, I knew I was painting the right color. But when we look at what it means for friendship for us and what it means to choose friends and choose wisely, and even with Proverbs, is we have to take a look at that full picture. So just like with paint by numbers, you know, as you fill in one square, you get a little part of the picture. You fill in another square, you get another part of the picture, until all of a sudden it starts to take shape into an actual larger picture. That's kind of what it is with Proverbs. Every proverb on a topic is part of that tapestry of whatever topic we're looking at. In today's case, friendship. So Proverbs 12:26 tells us to be careful and deliberate about the kinds of friends that we choose. Proverbs 13, verse 20 says, "He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffer harm." Literally telling us who we should hang out with. The last phrase literally means those who hang out with fools will be broken. And the Apostle Paul actually picks this up, interestingly enough, when he wrote, "Do not be misled, but bad company corrupts good character," in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 33. I think the way that we can look at this is casual friends that we have are usually the result of circumstances, but close friends are the result of choice. Let me say that again. Is that casual friends in our lives are results of circumstance. We work together or we see each other in certain places. Close friends are a result of choice and being actively involved and wanting to be involved in each other's lives. And like I said, Proverbs 27, verse 19 says, "A mirror reflects a man's face, but what he is really like is shown by the kinds of friends he chooses." The closer I am to a person, the greater the impact he or she will have on my life. I must therefore choose my friends carefully, is what it's saying, recognizing the power of a relationship to either build us up or break us down, as we looked in the Proverbs chapter 13. And Proverbs describes three types of friends, ones that are fatal, ones that are faithful, and ones that are forever. And so we'll take a look at this and we'll start with the negative connotation of what to avoid. And when it takes a look at friendship, and again, we're going to be bouncing around through Proverbs as I reference this, so we can get a picture of that larger tapestry that I talked about. But if we took it at the negative form of it, it says, we see that there's some certain characteristics of fatal friends, friends who would fit into that foolish character. The number one being is they're selfish. And while we all struggle with self-centeredness, it's really tough to build a relationship with people who are incessantly thinking of only themselves. And Proverbs 18, verse 1 says, an unfriendly man pursues selfish ends. He defies all sound judgment. And also it says that they will use you. In the next chapter, in chapter 19, verse 14, it says, "Wealth brings many friends, but a poor man's friend deserts him." And again, it's kind of saying, okay, with wealth you've come friends, but how shallow is it? right? Are they just using you for what you have, whether it is wealth, whether it is a wealth of knowledge, whether it is monetary? And it's asking that question, have you ever been in a relationship with someone who is only interested in what he or she could get from you, right? It doesn't feel very good. If you're in a relationship like this, that's when you put your foot down and refuse to be taken advantage of. Proverbs is saying in chapter 19 that this is one of the characteristics of a fatal friend. And a lot of it has to do with words, right? It's not just actions. Words we talked about last time. Some will gossip about you. Is another characteristic. Chapter 20, verse 19. And we actually talked about this one and mentioned it this one last week. A gossip betrays confidence. So avoid a man who talks too much. Now I say this as I realize that I am on a podcast where all I am doing is talking. And so maybe I'm having a bit of an existential moment here. But a gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid a man who talks too much. And the image here is actually very, very vivid. The phrase betraying confidence was used to describe of stripping off armor in the clothes of captives. If you've ever experienced and been a part of being gossiped about, you can attest to really feeling vulnerable and defenseless. So you actually see that vivid imagery that's being used in the original Hebrew with that stripping off of armor. Everything that's protecting you is gone. And again, the message of this is that you don't have to put up with people who are stripping you of your dignity with gossip. These are these areas of what we're just kind of calling fatal friendships. And aside from gossiping, some will lead you astray, right? Chapter 22, verses 24 through 25 says, do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. And again, it's one of those things where, as we look at this is words. Right? Leading you astray. One of the topics we talked about was, if you remember, flattery, right? And a whisper, or in someone who will use words to build up self-confidence that isn't there. We use the example of if someone came up to me and said, you know what? You're good at sports, so you should be good at swimming. And I say, I don't know how to swim. And they say, well, I'm sure it'll all carry over from the sports you play. You'll be fine. And I build up that confidence and I jump in and I don't swim, right? And leading astray is one of those things. And while this is starting off negative, it's important for us to be able to identify that stuff, right? And some of us are involved in that stuff right now because we're simply following a fatal friend, or we've got those fatal friends in our lives. We heard the term, I heard the term a lot in high school, right, of peer pressure. And it's not a new phenomenon as you look at Proverbs 23, verses 19 to 21, which says, listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat. For drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Proverbs 24, verses 21 to 22 continues along that same picture. Fear the Lord and the King, my son, and do not join the rebellious, for those who will send sudden destruction upon them, and who knows what calamity can bring. I think this applies to everyone. Can I say a word to those, right? Like, when we look at this, no matter who we're dealing with, we may realize that some of these characteristics that have been described in Proverbs are characteristics of our friends, but also may be characteristics of ourselves. It's important to avoid those types of friendships, right? But we need to also know how to be involved in redemptive relationships. I can't remember who the quote was by, but it was by a billionaire, and the quote was, and I believe it was facetiously anyways, but it said, I'd give it all give it all up for one good friend. And Proverbs provides us a picture of what that faithful friend looks like. And the first thing, and I realize we're not going to get through all of this today, but the first thing we see that a good friendship is loving. Proverbs 17:17 sums up the first quality of a faithful friend. A friend loves at all times. A loving friend is someone who knows all about you and likes you just the same. All the good, the bad, and the ugly. A faithful friend loves at all times, even when we make mistakes. A faithful friend lets you know that you are a valuable member of God's kingdom. A friend who loves you no matter where you are in life. When Terry Bradshaw was inducted into the Football Hall of Fame, he mentioned other players who had played with him and said, "This honor would mean nothing to me at all if I didn't have people who loved me." And he says this as this picture of, do you unconditionally love those God has placed in your life? I mean, that's the tough question for today, right? Is do you unconditionally love those God has placed on your team, those who's placed around you? And you start to see that picture as you ask that of what faithful friend is. A faithful friend loves you and is also someone you can count on. Do not forsake your friend and the friend of your father. Chapter 27, verse 10. And literally meaning a friend doesn't turn their back on you. And I think for us, probably the number one thing that we see in this faithful friendships is forgiveness. The true test of friendship is what we would see in the forgiveness aspect of it. When we spend time with people, we will inevitably hurt them, either intentionally or unintentionally. A faithful friend is someone who will cut you some slack and forgive you for what you've done without bringing it back up in your face. Proverbs 17, verse 9 says, "He who covers over an offense promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends." I think it's important for us to be able to see this. And we're going to continue on with this, because I realize you know me by now that I could do this all day. But this is only part one of what we'll look at in friendship, because I think it's important for us to understand the characteristics of those who surround us in life. And so remember, when we're looking at the negative side of things, it's selfish. It's people who will use you. It'll be people who gossip about you. It'll be people who lead you astray. But so far, what we've looked at is in that redemptive side of things and that positive side of things and what faithful friends look like are loving. They are consistent. They are forgiving. Right? And even just to finish, we can see that they're confidential, right? A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. And in a survey done by, I think it's the American Academy of Psychology, it surveyed 40,000 Americans, and the quality most valued in a friend was the ability to keep confidence. So when we're looking at what it means to live a daily life that is filled with wisdom and is filled with good friendships, we have to ask ourselves also that question of, do you have a friend you can be completely real with? To put things in the vault when they share something with you or you share something with them. And do you have people in your life who see you as this? I mean, it's important that we ask that question of those around us, but we also have to ask the question of, is this being exemplified in me? And so I think it's important for us to understand this. Next week, we're going to continue along with this picture of friendship and really the action of it, and what that looks like for us. And so I want to continue this topic, and we're going to slowly be working through the different themes of Proverbs and see how it can improve our daily lives by using biblical wisdom. And the first one is our interactions with people and our interpersonal skills. And so I hope you're able to take this and see where we can build, where we can get better, where we can be stronger. Because the stronger we are in our friendships, the stronger we are as a community. And so Proverbs is just a great place to start with that. So I'm going to finish up for today, and I'm going to leave it there. I want to thank you for joining me and joining me in this series as we continue through Proverbs and looking at wisdom. But let me pray, and then we'll finish up. God, I just thank you for today. I thank you for wisdom. And we just pray for wisdom as we look at those who are in our lives right now, those who are impacting us in our lives, those who are we have friendships with. God, I pray that we'd be able to see whether they are negative, whether they are positive, whether we are being negative in friendship, and whether we are being positive in our friendships. God, I pray that through this we will grow stronger. We'll be the ability, have the ability to see where we can grow stronger as individuals and as a community. And so we just thank you for today. We thank you for who you are, and we pray these things in your amazing and holy name. Amen. Thanks so much for joining. I'm looking forward to next week as I continue along this series. And we'll continue with looking at friendships and what does biblical friendship look like. And so with that being said, I'll say take care, have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.